The Buddha's teachings on inconstancy. Quote, Venerable Sir, it would be good if the Blessed One would teach me the Dhamma in brief. Bhikkhu, you should abandon desire for whatever is inconstant. Insight into inconstancy lies at the heart of the wisdom teachings found in the early Pali discourses. The Buddha's liberation involved a penetrating perception of the arising and passing of suffering, and he based many of his teachings on this insight into inconstancy. The universal relevance of understanding inconstancy is encapsulated in the Buddha's statement that all is inconstant, sabbam anicham. The Pali word for inconstancy is anicca, commonly translated into English as impermanence. Grammatically, anicca is an adjective used to characterize something as inconstant. Anicca is created by adding the negating prefix a to nicca, which means constant, continuous, or permanent. Translating anicca as inconstant better represents something repeatedly arising and passing than does impermanence. For many people, impermanence suggests that something won't last and will end. But the word impermanence doesn't adequately convey how some experiences come and go continually over time, perhaps throughout our entire life. Closely connected to the idea of anicca is inconstancy are the ideas of change and becoming different. A series of suttas highlight that what is inconstant, changing, and becoming different are the six senses, the six objects of the senses, the contact of the senses with their objects, and the resulting cognitions, feelings, concepts, intentions, and cravings. This cumbersome list covers everything we can experience directly. Not only do these things arise and pass away, but they also change over time. The Buddha's emphasis on our own changing nature is seen in his frequent mention of sickness, aging, and death as integral parts of life. Also, the notion of cultivating oneself through practice, developing along the path, and attaining spiritual maturity is possible because one can engage in a beneficial process of change. We don't have to resign ourselves to the changes impermanence brings. We can also affect the changing world in valuable ways, as when, for example, through the Eightfold Path, we can, quote, attain growth, increase, and abundance in mental dhammas, in wholesome dhammas. Teachings on impermanence. The suttas thus discuss anicca in two primary ways. First, as the repeated arising and passing away of experiences, and second, as the inherent ways in which things change over time. Awareness of the first occurs most readily in meditation as a form of moment-to-moment observation. Technically, this insight is more closely related to the ever-changing nature of perception than the inconstancy of things in the world. It is perception It is perception